We begin the current daf, Mesechtas Chulin daf Yud, begin with Beis Gim Tez Masta, begin the Gemara, that the Gemara is establishing how we know that we go based on Chazaka de Mikara. We know this from the Halacha of Hezgir, by a house that has a Nega. That, as the Gemara, as Tos is quoting, maybe as he's leaving, maybe it's not the measurement anymore. Say, okay, but before he left, that was the presumed status that remains. But says Taisus, as he's answering, Ein lahakshus, don't ask, wait, heichem muchach mahacha, how are you proving from here, doki milsa chazake, that we establish something based on its chazaka, dem hacha tamei misafik. What do you mean? Who said that chazaka is to establish a badois, a definitive status? Maybe he's going based on doubt because we're talking halachas of tamei. The safik tamei b'shusayachat sveke tamei. That this isn't someone's house. So a doubt of tamei in the private domain, the doubt, and it can be based on halachas of doubt, is tamei. So that's the tamei. Because the answer says no, because in all situations, tamei kasab, the thing is tamei fele, even it's rishus ram. How is that possible? How is someone's house rishus ram? Just perhaps many other, many people live over in the house. And moreover, Villa Dovish Imadasli Shoil. It's even something that there's no intelligence to be asked, so that wouldn't qualify for the heter of the halachic tumma of Safik Tumma Shusayachin. It's generally tahir if it's a Safik. It has to have something that has intelligence to be asked. So therefore, obviously, it's based on the halach of Chazaka. But since it's of a custom, what's difficult is detainach, this all makes sense. Heicha, the like reyes, where there's no flaws in the Chazaka. So when there's a flaw, let's say you have a knife that you find dented, or let's say you have one of two people for sure, one of them became tamei shus rabim. But halacha is that we say they're both tar because of a chazaka. Like we have a safek now, and we discussed this in Taisus de Maschil Hasaman Daf Tesma Beis, where we say, okay, you know, we don't know. There's something to you with the chazaka, but how do you know about the chazaka? How do you know about the chazaka? Where you have a flaw in the chazaka, you have a suffix on that. Where for sure the one that did become tummy. Where do you see that over here from the raya of the house of the nega? Where you don't have a flaw. So it's not true. Here we also have a big flaw. Even though we see that it's missing from, because it was quarantined for a week, it is missing after 7 days. We're not going to retroactively purify all those that had got in during the quarantine to say, oh, look, you know, maybe they weren't tamei, because, you know, you see that now it's lacking the amount. No, we say whoever went in during that time was tamei, and that's, even though there's a flaw in that chazaka, we retain the chazaka that it was tamei. So therefore, you could even learn that out from here. But a miyuk kasha, what's difficult is, this case is really similar to a mikveh that was measured, and they measure it and they see, hey, it's missing. The shavkina lechazaka the mikveh. We actually leave the chazaka the mikveh, and we contaminate the person shetavol that tevel. Why? Because they say, look, you know, you were tummy, that for sure we know, and the vary chasal avenecha, and look, the mikveh is lacking. But if that's the case, Vachanami, if that's the case here also, Avalon Lamein, we should have said the Shavkina Cheskes Nega, in the case that the Divin Aschatay is going on, that we leave the Chazaka the Nega, and Vazlina Basa Gavra, and we go based on the Chazaka of the person, with the Kmin Mecheskes Ta'ara, where he himself had a Cheskes Ta'ara, Vayachasla Menecha, and look, we have that it's lacking over here, as we said, after the week is over, you know, we see that it's missing. And if that's the case, this is bothering Taisus, that why would this be any different? We should say that, you know, just like over there, we say that the two together gang up against the one, where we say that, okay, you combine the chazaka, the person of his chazaka, with the reisa and the chazaka, the mikvah, they overpower the chazaka of the mikvah. Here also, by the house that, you know, after the week that you find it being chaser, so we should have said that we leave the chazaka of the nega, which is flawed now because it's lacking, and we should go based on the chazaka of the person, and together with hari chaser levanecha, and Tais remains with a question on that. I think it's Tais Masal that says, beginning with the words of Gemara, Elav, rather obviously, Mishum Darminan Ukme Chazaka. Because you say, okay, we established on the previous Chazaka, and that's what you learn out from the halacha of the quarantine of the house with the Nega. We don't say that it diminished from what the Shear of Tumah that it had. Which Tosfos is bothered and is coming to address. Bein Lamed, don't say, wait, the Shami Hacha, here it's different. You can't prove in general you hold up a Chazaka. Because here it does Linan L'chumra. Hey, we're going stringently. Who said we'd say something leniently? So his Tais says, no, the Bnei Raisa in Lachalag, we're talking about biblical halacha. Biblical halacha wouldn't just go stringently. It either is or it isn't. But moreover, the Aval Kulo, the truth is, here, and even leniently, mitamin and lay, we contaminated. Where's the leniency? Let's have kachim. Because you're not allowed to just burn kachim. Well, heavy carbon, to bring a carbon in the Netzach HaMikdash. That's a leniency because v'kamaisim misafik chol nazara, you're bringing out of doubt chol nazara. If you're going stringently, you shouldn't be allowed to. So you see, it's even a definitive leniency. Void moreover, the afal kula makmin hacha achazake. Because the truth is, a third point, as he says, here actually we're even going leniently with the chazaka. How so? The haya nega gadol. If it was a large nega, but seif hashavu haya chaser mimasha haya. And at the end of the week, we see it's less than what it was. So what's the biblical halacha? But tarinim, we say it's tar. Maybe as it was leaving batzlei shiura, it was then that the measurement was less. And therefore, v'hayi kashir shohayi b'sei b'shavua, maybe it was that amount that it was at the end of the week. So actually, it turns out that the negat stayed as it was. Oh boy, has to be shayni, it really should be quarantined the second time. El, mishum dekmin limbish, b'shas hesker achazaki. Rather, when you're doing the quarantine, we're assuming it was what it was a few moments ago. And if you see even as a leniency that you're going to purify at the end of the week when it gets less, that and therefore that's a source for even as a leniency. Next test master begins gemara kohen gadol b'yom kippur michiach. That even going out the back way is considered yitzia, which says tamed. It's a wonder because the preparik yedis a tamed shvus that be zayin lebeis amrin. We say hanichlas lebeis amenuga derech achayir. If someone goes into the house with a nega through the back way backwards, a filikulam in bivnim. Even if all of his body's inside chutz mechayit ma, except where his nose is sticking out, tar is tar. Because vabala baisam rachman. The Torah says when you come into a house derech bias to tar. Torah makes it been only the normal way of going in. So why when you're leaving are we saying that if you go backwards it's going to be valid? It's going to qualify for leaving. The Shlichalik says there's a difference between Kenis Litziya, between entering and exiting. The Orchid of Bilsa Bitziya, Ketaman and Nefdim and Rabbi. Right, entering is only normal to go in front ways, not backing in. But leaving, it's actually normal to back out, like a student takes leave from his Rabbi, which is more human definition Gimel. That's appropriate of respect. So, that is a normal way, and that's what we're proving from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.